Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I'm uber excited. I've got a great guest today. His name is Davin Michaels, and he is a jet setter, a trendsetter, and a hair netter. And we'll explain the hair netter thing. So, hey, Davin, man, how you doing?
I'm good, bud. I'm so happy to be on your podcast. This is great. Thanks so much for having me.
Good. Thanks for dropping some bacon bombs on this, man, because it's going to be really cool. I've been looking forward to getting you on this podcast for a long time. You know, we met in Philly at the Impact event, and, you know, man, you're a dynamic speaker, and I know you're everywhere. I see you, you know, jet setting everywhere to Dubai, and, you know, places, man. You get around. That's cool.
So
let's talk about the hair netter thing. How did you go from being a fast food person working in a fast food restaurant to like this person that now has this worldwide industry?
Sure. Well, it certainly didn't happen overnight. That's for sure. It was a 30-year adventure. My first couple of jobs, I think my very first job, I was 12 years old, believe it or not. There was a program through my school district where I could work at 12 years old, and I was one of the shooters. I would shoot the school board meetings for the local cable network, and that was a pretty cool job. But then from there, as I became a teenager, I did work in fast food. I was a busboy, and then I worked at Shakey's, and I washed dishes and made pizzas, and oh boy, did I hate that job. But that was really the end of my job life. I mean, that was literally the last job I ever had. And from there, I started my business. And I guess I ended up starting my first business for a couple of reasons. One is I was an only child. I didn't come with a direction book. And my parents kind of let me do whatever I wanted. Well, that's not true. I mean, they were disciplinarians, but they, when it came to business, they kind of, whatever harebrained crazy idea I had, they just encouraged me, and thank God they did, because I certainly fell on my ass many times. It was not an easy for sure. I mean, I worked so hard. I literally had to bite, steal, and scratch for everything I had. I wasn't born with a silver spoon. But it was an amazing journey. And I think the reason I didn't stay in the job world, and actually I did have one more job. Sorry, I did work retail after I did fast food. So I guess I could do that too, I suppose. But for me, I guess the biggest issue was I just wasn't good at playing the game, the politics around having a job. Anytime I would be maybe unjustly accused of something, I would just flip out. And so I'd be like, you know, I quit, or you can't quit, you can't fire me, I quit, you know, whatever. And I just couldn't play that game. And so I went out there and I started my business, and I worked very hard. What happened was, in the early days, I graduated high school a couple of years early, and I was going to college, and I didn't really care about college that much. Well, I guess I did. What ended up happening was, you know, today if you go to any college, there's a myriad of different options for a business degree. And there's all kinds of entrepreneurial business degrees, but back then there were none. And when I went to college, I went to a local JC, and there was a couple of maverick entrepreneurs that had retired 20 years before this, and they were bored, and they came back to teach this one-year entrepreneurship immersion class. And I was this young kid, and you know, they kind of took me under their wing, and I learned a lot from them, but most of what I learned from doing. But what they really taught me at a young age was that it was possible. And so I went out there and did it, and here I am today, you know, an overnight success 30 years later.
Yeah, easily. And I loved Shakey's. Yeah. I mean, I loved the piano player and the whole nine yards. Yeah. I mean, you know, that was totally cool. And so you've got this new thing, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show. It's called Social Sonic, and when I hear Sonic, I think of their bad hamburgers and, you know, bad commercials and stuff like that. But this is much cooler than the Sonic drive-thru. So tell me a little bit about what this is and why it's different, and what, you know, how does it work?
Sure. Well, so for people who aren't familiar with my company, I own a company called 123 Employee, and we're in the business of outsourcing for small to medium-sized businesses. We have three centers in the Philippines. We have hundreds and hundreds of employees, and we work with entrepreneurs doing all their busy stuff, everything from internet marketing, social media, telemarketing, back office tasks, inbound, outbound voice, transcription, you name it. We kind of do it for them. And so everything we do sells into 123 Employee. A decade ago when we started the company, we really adopted an educational model because we realized early on that if we didn't educate our marketplace, we wouldn't have a marketplace. Because back then, entrepreneurs knew nothing about outsourcing. Today, it's a household word. And so I started writing books. I started creating info products. I started speaking on stages all over the globe. We began doing events all over the globe. And all of that raised awareness for our company and brought us prospects who later became clients. And so everything we do sells into 123. More recently, a couple years ago, we started developing software. And we had the first big platform come off the line basically a month ago. And that was Social Sonic. And we build that as the world's first social media CRM. And it's like having Salesforce or Infusionsoft or One Shopping Cart, but you have 300 million contacts under the hood because it integrates with Twitter. And it's an incredible piece of software. We were giving away basically unlimited licenses of the software with a virtual assistant to run it. And we did the demand was so huge, we did about $1.3 million in business last month alone with just Social Sonic. So the demand has been great. We're still offering it now. And it's really exciting. It's going to change the way people use social media to generate leads.
See, that's totally cool. And I do a lot with LinkedIn, you know, for salespeople and things like that. And, you know, I go in and teach companies, salespeople how to do this. Tell me how Social Sonic actually gets the leads and how you communicate with these people. Because most people, first and foremost, Twitter is foreign to a lot of what I consider to be the baby boomers. They're much more into LinkedIn, maybe Facebook, something like that. So they don't get Twitter. The millennials love Twitter. And so how does this work and what does it do to really, you know, create those leads? How does it function?
Yeah, sure. So basically, yeah, you're right. When I think businesses think about social media, they're certainly more drawn to LinkedIn for sure. And you can kind of think a little bit, you can think of Social Sonic kind of as like Sales Navigator, except it's more robust and it's for Twitter. So basically what happens is, Social Sonic identifies prospects in three different ways on Twitter. And by the way, before I kind of explain how that works, just a real quick thing to know, and that is that if you've never had a Twitter account or if you don't currently have a Twitter account, it doesn't matter. You can still generate a massive amount of traffic with Social Sonic. If you have followers, it's just another way of getting clients, but it's not paramount. It's not important when it comes to utilizing the software. So basically, Social Sonic uses three different ways to find prospects. One is through keyword search. So every single day, people, hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people are talking about what you sell on Twitter, on social media. And if you could just tap into those conversations, you could have an endless amount of traffic. And so Social Sonic listens into what I call Twitter chatter, what people are talking about. Do you know where I can find a good movie? Do you know where I can find a good lawyer? Do you know where I can find a good real estate agent? And those people become prospects. The second way that it finds people is category search. So there's a lot that we know about people by who they're following. So we know that people that follow Ryan Dice or Davin Michaels or Russell Brunson are probably interested in internet marketing or they're currently doing internet marketing and or they're just into business and marketing. And then the third way that we find people is through bio search. So let's say we want to identify authors and speakers. Well, an author and speaker is going to put that information in their bio. So once Social Sonic identifies those people, they show up on your screen and then you decide who you want to prospect, you click on the nurture button, and then it runs a whole sequence of events until such time as that person raises their hand and says, hey, I want more information. They call you, or you call them, or they go to your website, or what have you, whatever your call to action is.
So explain the nurture button. What exactly does that do?
Sure. So it goes through a process with Twitter. So the first thing it's going to do is it's going to like their tweet. And if somebody's on a mobile device, then they're going to see that on their phone. They're going to receive a social signal. And most people that use Twitter are on mobile devices. Then what will happen is about an hour later, it will follow them. And then one of two things will happen. Either that person will just automatically follow you right back, or they'll take a look at your profile, and then they'll follow you back. So now you have a follower. Once that follower begins following you, then that triggers a direct messaging autoresponder sequence that goes out daily until such time as they say, hey, I want more info.
So one of the objections I get a lot of times with working with people on LinkedIn is they're so used to people prospecting them that they have a problem prospecting other people. In other words, you know, somebody sends you a friend request, you say, okay, and the next thing you know, you get an inbox message that says, hey, watch this half hour video of how great my crap is. How does this, you know, kind of, and again, you know, that's not always the case. I mean, I'm in the relationship marketing business. I mean, that is something that takes time. You don't walk up to somebody in a bar, tap them on the shoulder, say, hey, you look pretty, you know, you want to marry me. So how does this system do something that's nurturing that relationship part of stuff?
Yeah, totally. So it's really that direct messaging sequence, and there's a lot of things you can do inside Social Sonic. So, for instance, you can like people's tweets, and you can respond back to tweets, and it's a great way to get an interaction going. And then once that direct messaging sequence begins, your goal isn't really to market to them; it's really just to warm them up, and then kind of, you know, make a suggestion, or have you checked out this, or here's this cool site, or that kind of a thing. It's just very subtle, and when you're just doing that kind of subtle marketing, people on social media will make the move. As long as you don't oversell to them, it's really just a methodology thing, really.
Yeah, no, totally makes sense. So yeah, you're really just kind of nurturing the relationship rather than going for the hard slam. Okay, cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, since you've created this thing, do you have any success stories where people have come back to you and said, David, man, this thing has rocked my world. It's made a complete difference in my business, and I see, you know, the value in this.
Yeah, we've had a ton. What's really cool is we actually, from the backside of the platform, we've set up a dashboard that allows us to kind of monitor what's actually happening. And I can't remember the exact number, but I want to say we've generated for just the new, you know, just for the launch, the people who picked up Social Sonic, something like, and don't hold me to this number because I don't have it in front of me, but I want to say something like, I don't know, 15 million leads for our people or something like that. The number is just out of sight. It's a massive amount of leads. So yeah, I mean, it's working. We're getting a lot of success stories, a lot of people that are pretty psyched about it in so many different niches. So yeah, it's going well.
So, Davin, you've got something that I think is going to help my peeps get their arms around this whole Social Sonic system and you know, at least get them acquainted to what it can do. So what's that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and thanks for asking, too. I appreciate it. So, Brian, as you know, we have an event coming up, and it's coming up February 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Las Vegas. It's called Social Sonic Live, and it's an event we're doing for all of the buyers who bought over the last month Social Sonic. But we do have some extra tickets because of sponsors that we have, sponsors like you, that have paid for some tickets. And as a result, I'm allowed to give away some freebies here and there, and you and I talked about it, and mm-hmm. we're going to give out some freebies to people on this podcast. So if you actually go to socialsoniclive.com, you can see the event, and if you use the promo code BACON, B-A-C-O-N, then you can get free tickets for you and your guest, and it's for a limited time only. We don't have many of these tickets, so don't jump on there, you know, unless you feel like you might be able to make the event. Actually, no, do jump on there either way, because we may, and this is maybe only 20% option, but we may actually do a live stream. So we'll alert you either way. But yeah, you can get free tickets to the event if you go to socialsoniclive.com, use the free promo code BACON, and come as our guest. It's going to be an incredible event. It's 3 days in Vegas at the SLS Hotel and Casino. I've got some great speakers coming in from all over the world, but most of the time it's me on stage, to be honest with you. It's myself and our VP, Bijal Palmer. It's a very content-rich event, so we have a lot to talk about during those days. It's fun, and basically what I do during the event is that I share a massive amount of lead generating strategies, everything from social media to just online marketing to offline marketing. And by the time you leave Social Sonic Live, you have so many tools to go home and generate literally what I call unlimited leads for life, the ability to generate a massive amount of leads. And that's because I believe that leads are the driving force of all business. And if you can get that one part mastered, if you can get your marketing mastered, if you have a ton of leads coming through the door, a ton of business, you have money overflowing in your bank accounts, then you could probably buy yourself out of just about any challenge you face in your business today. So at the event, we show you exactly how to do that, but then we also show you how to outsource and delegate it all so that, you know, you can actually focus on scaling your business and having more fun. And we always know that a decent percentage will turn around and work with us, which is great, but of course there's no obligation. But not only are we educators, we're edutainers, and we like to have fun. You'll have a blast at the event. I always have celebrities show up. I have Omar Miller, the star of HBO's hit series Ballers, so he co-stars with The Rock, and so he's going to be there. You get a chance to meet him, and it's just a super fun event. We've been doing events all over the globe for the last maybe 6-7 years. We've done events in Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Asia, Europe, and they're just great events. People keep coming and they have a blast, and we love doing them. For us, it's a labor of love, so it's a great event, and we'd love for you to come as our guest.
Dude, it sounds like a blast, and thanks for that offer. I mean, that's super special. I'll make sure I put a link in the show notes. So, Davin, if people wanted to get a hold of you personally, what is the best way for them to do that?
So I guess probably the best way to get a hold of me is you can go to my website. It's davinmichaels.com. That's DavinMichaels.com. If you want to get more information on our outsourcing services, simply go to 123employee.com.
Outstanding. Davin, man, this has been totally cool. I can't wait to check out the software and start playing around with it. And I really want to get to know it and see if it's going to be, you know, exactly what you've said. And I'm sure it is, because I've met you and I know you do, you know, I mean, you deliver, man. That's the bottom line. So I'm going to get a chance to play with it. And I can't wait to see how much this really changes what we can do with lead gen. So, dude, this has been totally cool. Thanks for dropping some knowledge bombs on my peeps. And I so appreciate you and your time coming on the show.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.